Good morning. You're listening to the Morning Shuffle on AFM Stuttgart 102.3 The Eagle, and we are serving America's best this Monday morning. We are your hosts here to start your week, Sergeant Ula Leah Freeman, but you can call me Lulo.
And I'm DJ Miles McDonough, but you can call me DJ Miles.
And a happy first day of school to all our kiddos in the community.
Dang, I can't believe summer's over. That's crazy.
It's not over. Don't put that in the universe. It's not over. It is still, you can have summer in school. I believe in that.
Wow.
Or summer school.
But I can't believe kids are back already. That's crazy.
I know. It is so crazy. But don't worry. We're going to talk about our experiences with back to school, if we can remember them, and fighting words. So stick with us for a spicy and a little bit of fun hour coming up next.
It's time for your weather.
Traffic
and exchange.
Current time is 7:09. Current weather is 60 degrees and cloudy. Where did that summer heat wave go?
I guess it went back to school.
I guess it was here for like a week, and now all of a sudden it's back to lower temperatures, but we appreciate it. We weren't loving the heat.
Yeah, I was cold walking in today.
I know, crazy. So your high today is going to be 72 degrees, and there's going to be lots of clouds in the afternoon. Traffic, I'm looking at in Esslingen, their Stuttgartstrasse between Ullenstrasse and Bruckerstrasse is closed. There are emergency vehicles there on the scene. Your exchange rates for today, $1 dollar buys 90 euro cents, and €1 cost $1.10. And be sure to check out our AFN Stuttgart Facebook page. Today we are asking, it is National Potato Day, how do you eat your potatoes? So be sure to check out our question of the day, scroll down, and give us your take. Coming up next, let's talk about back to school. Where I come from. DJ Miles, our kids in our community are going to school. I mean, we don't personally have kids, but they are our family members because they are part of our community.
Yeah, it's all like the big community of Stuttgart.
Yes. So I thought we could just talk about back to school and our experiences. Were you excited to go back to school?
No, I feel like I was always a mixed bag because a little nervous and a little excited, but
DJ Baby Miles being nervous.
Yeah, I think I used to get a little nervous.
Yeah.
But then I think by the end of the week, I was always like, oh my gosh, this is the best. Like, I got new friends. Like, and then a month later, like, oh, I'm back to school.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was a high point and then a low point.
Yeah.
I think for me, I changed schools a lot just because my family moved a lot. So I was always very nervous to start because, you know, just like you said, new people. I didn't know if I was going to make new friends and different classes and everything like that. But eventually, like, once you find your groove, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, and I feel like it really take long.
No, like
I think the first day, once you walk in, you're so nervous.
Yeah.
And then you get through the doors and you're still nervous. And then you start talking to people and it's just like...
And then
it's just
happens.
A breeze, so.
And then if you are going back to the same school, then you already know everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, well, my schedule's just changed.
And then it's almost exciting because some of your friends you haven't seen all summer, and it's like, hey, what's up, buddy?
And now everybody's back. What do you think was your favorite grade?
Oof. Probably somewhere between 5th grade and then 7th grade.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would say mine's about the same, like middle school. Because I feel like in middle school, that was the first school that I stayed in the same spot for 3 years. So I had the same friends. I already knew, like, all the teachers and stuff like that. So I was very much like, oh, I think I got this.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was an adult in 6th grade.
I did,
like,
too.
12.
Yeah, I did, too. I was like, the world ahead of me.
Exactly. Like, everything's great. For school lunches, what was your favorite?
Oof.
Or did you pack a lunch?
No, I usually just got... the lunch that was there, and
yes.
I think that chicken tenders were always pretty big.
Ooh, I would say pizza day for me.
Yeah.
But I will always not understand the mystery of, like, normal pizzas are round, so why are school pizzas square?
Yeah, and they used to have those little bumps at the bottom. What was up that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do not know. I know we haven't been in school for a little bit, but if you could give anybody advice for going back to school, what would you say?
I'd just try to remind everyone that everyone else is in the same spot as you, so they're just as nervous.
Yeah.
If you're feeling nervous, then just remember that other people are also going to school on the first day. So
yes. And to the extroverts out there that aren't nervous, if you find an introvert and they look fun to talk to, go ahead and talk to them, because sometimes, like, quieter people do want somebody to talk to them, so go ahead and go make some new friends.
Yeah.
And if you aren't one of those people, then live your best life in your cute little bubble. Like, it's okay to be yourself, to be nervous or excited. And I think it's going to be a good school year for everybody.
I think so, too. I really do.
And finally, last question. What is your back-to-school outfit?
Oh, I'm not
gonna
lie.
Because it's first expressions.
I think my mom would pick those up for me.
Oh, wait, that's so cute.
How about you? What did you used to wear?
I don't know. I didn't have a fashion taste at all in school, so I wore the same thing basically every day, like jeans and a shirt I thought was cute, the same little sneakers forever. I don't think it was until high school that I started wearing, like, dresses and skirts and stuff.
Yeah, same. That's when I started to, like, actually care about what I wore.
Exactly. But I think for the first few years, there was definitely jeans and t-shirts. But, hey, we just wanted to wish everybody a wonderful back to school. And maybe you have been in school for, and you're just reminiscing on memories. But hopefully, everybody, we hope you have a good day today.
I'm Sabina Macy with your Stuttgart Scoop, summer safety tips and soldier showdown. As the weather warms up, the Army Substance Abuse Program would like to remind our community to make safe and healthy decisions when it comes to drinking in the summertime. It is recommended that when participating in high energy activities, avoid consuming alcohol due to the risk of dehydration. Here is Michelle Fox, ASAP specialist, with a few more safety tips for the summer.
Please just don't drink and drive if you've been drinking this summer. Alcohol can have that dehydrating effect on our body and can make us intoxicated quickly as we're losing those fluids. So we want to just encourage people to take advantage of public transportation, avoid getting a DUI and everything that goes along with that.
Those planning to consume alcohol are highly encouraged to plan their rides home ahead of time. Utilize designated drivers, ride-hailing services, or public transit. For more information on transportation options, check out the USAG Stuttgart mobile app. For more information on alcohol safety, visit or contact the ASAP office. Calling all gamers! This year's Soldier Showdown is in full effect from now until August 31st. The Soldier Showdown is a 12-week video game tournament to determine the best gamers in the Army. Each week, players will compete across 5 game titles, and each game will have its own prize. The top 12 players will win a trip to the Complexity headquarters in November to battle for the crown of the best gamer in the Army. For registration and additional details, visit stuttgart.armymwr.com. That's your Stuttgart Scoop. I'm Sabina Macy with 102.3 The Eagle.
BJ Miles, can I be honest with you for a sec?
Of course.
I hate confrontation. I just absolutely can't stand it. It's not my favorite thing. I don't like when people get intense. All my friends and my partner know that I am just the worst when it comes to bringing up things or like trying to fight it out, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's probably a good approach to have, you know, because
it's not, because it doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of walking a thin line, right? You don't want to be like let too much stuff slide, but you don't want to, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, it's my own cross to bear, you know, doing my thing. But I saw this list of how to start a fight in 5 words, and it just fascinated me. So I thought that we could go over a few of these and rank them one. So here's the ranking. 1 is, no, that's not going to start a fight with me. Like, I don't care. 2 is, I'm annoyed, but like, I'm not going to start a fight with you. 3 is, I'm considering a fight. And 4 is, we're just brawling it out right here.
Okay.
How would you say, are you confrontational or not?
I think I'm somewhere in between.
Okay.
I don't think I like to fight, but I think there is a line. But
yeah,
I don't really like to fight at all. I'm gonna try not to fight, so.
There you go. We're gonna have 2 passive people. That's basically what this bit is gonna be. 2 passive people deciding if we're gonna fight this out or not. Alrighty. So here are the phrases that apparently most people would start a fight over. 5, dogs are better than cats.
I think I would go, yeah, I agree with you.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd start a fight?
No, I would be like, yeah, no, dogs are better than cats.
Oh, okay. So you're not fighting about this one.
No, maybe people will try to fight me for saying that.
Yeah. So what if somebody said cats are better than dogs? On a scale of 1 to 4, are we fighting or not?
Probably a 1. I would be like,
really?
Okay, yeah, that's just your opinion.
I would not start a fight on that. I love both of them equally. So that's a 1 for me. 4, anything about popular food or beverages being bad. Chocolate is gross. That's a 4 for me. We're fighting. There's no way you think chocolate is gross.
I think I would just go like, okay, I don't know. I don't know. Chocolate? Yeah, because some people like different stuff, you know?
No. And then, here's one that could start. Coffee is nasty.
I love coffee, but I think I would go,
okay. You
would
fight for it?
I don't know. I'd fight for it.
I would fight for me, the chocolate is a 4. For the rest of it, it's a 1. What? You can say what you want. If somebody said Actually, no. I've definitely argued with a couple of our DJs about chocolate. So, yeah, that for me would be a four. I'm fighting you if you say chocolate is gross.
Yeah, chocolate's so good. Like, I feel like I'd be like, how do you not like chocolate?
So is that like a two or three for you?
Yeah, I guess two.
Okay. Yeah. Next is ketchup on pizza?
Ooh, I do that, though.
You do that? How dare you? That's a four for me. Why do you put ketchup on pizza?
I don't do it a lot, but...
It has tomatoes.
My wife tries it, and then she does it sometimes, and then I'll be like, okay, let me get a pizza. It's, okay, so pizza is tomato. We're about to have a fight in the studio. Well, pizza is, like, tomato sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So ketchup is tomato sauce.
More tomato sauce.
Because it's like tomato sauce is so good. It's
that's
like, let me add some more ketchup.
Absolutely not. What is that? Okay, so you're not fighting that because you actually have it. What about pineapples on pizza?
I like pineapples on pizza.
I do too, so that's not a fighting thing for me. Number two, is hot dogs are tacos?
I don't know. I think
would say
I could
it
get
too,
to.
Because that would annoy me if somebody said that, but I don't have a good enough reason not to prove you wrong.
See, I like arguing, so I think I would go for a four.
Really?
And just argue about that one all day.
Out of all the ones, that's the four for you?
Yeah, because I could just argue about that one all day. It's
oh
like it's like the soup one, or is water wet? Like, I could just go on and on.
And then, last but not least, you're acting like your mom.
Ooh, that would hurt. Your mom or your dad would just
be
like...
That would be so... That one, I wouldn't even fight you. I'd walk away on that one.
Yeah.
That's a five for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad, but we're not fighting about this because I need to come back. I need to make a game plan and come back to you about all the reasons why you're wrong about that.
Yeah, and...
That sense.
I think that's like a everybody thing, because even if I told my mom she's acting like my grandma, she would be like...
Yeah. So in conclusion, DJ Miles doesn't fight about anything except hot dogs or tacos, and I'm not gonna, and apparently I'm gonna fight you on a lot more than I thought. Anyway, we're gonna cool down a bit with Bad Decisions by Benny Blanco.
All of the time.
Calling all superstars, join the CYS Skies and Heart Global 3-day musical and performing arts workshop from October 4th to the 6th. Open to ages 7 through 18. This workshop sharpens your skills to help you become the best singer you can be. Register now on WebCheck or with Parent Central Services. Visit Stuttgart.ArmyMWR.com for more information. And that's going to wrap up this hour of the show. But don't go anywhere yet. We have special guests visiting the studio next hour. So stick with us to meet them and check out what's happening in the community after this.